John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KBI. Thanks very much for being here this morning. All right. Do you remember late last month, a New York newspaper, it's called the Journal News, it covers Westchester County outside the New York boroughs. It published a list of people who had permits to own a handgun. And it caused an immediate uproar for a number of reasons. The first is, people said, it's not your business what I have in my house. And the response back from the press was, this is public information, and we have a right to publish this information. We think we should do so in the wake of Newtown. Now, what on earth someone having a private handgun permit has to do with Newtown? I guess they're making the case that Mrs. Lanza had a permit to have handguns. But the concerns there were twofold. The first is that you're spotlighting who doesn't have a handgun permit. Might you be, you know, showing, you know, a target of opportunity that you don't have to worry about someone having a handgun permit in this house? But there was another concern. And that concern is that if people were wanting to steal weapons, would they be able to find a residence on this map? With the, you know, this map had all sorts of red dots, and if you point and click to a red dot, it will give you the name and the address of the occupant, and they have a handgun permit. Might this actually encourage people to try and steal guns, especially if they know the patterns of the people, you know, going to work, or whether that person, you know, might thought to be an easier mark, like a senior citizen? Well, guess what? It has happened. Happened in White Plains, New York.
Police sources are telling us that the target of that burglary was the owner's gun safe. Now, detectives are trying to determine if the break-in was the result of the homeowner's name being publicized. News 12's Sarah Tolan has the story.
There's no comment. It's under full investigation.
This White Plains man is one of thousands of pistol permit owners whose names and addresses were published by the Journal News last month. That's why police say they are investigating closely to see what role, if any, that gun map had on what happened here at his home Saturday night. That's when at least two burglars broke inside and tried to steal legally owned guns out of a safe while he wasn't home.
I want the police to investigate. I mean, you're welcome to walk around the back and view what happened.
According to police sources, what happened is burglars used this ladder to access the gun safe.
That house got robbed next door. They put up a ladder. The White House got robbed. They put a ladder up on the back of the house, went to the back window, and they robbed the place.
Okay, now the break-in occurred in an area that is mostly crime-free.
Sources say police have one suspect in custody. Meanwhile, neighbors say they can't remember when there's ever been a burglary on these tree-lined streets.
Yesterday's was the first I've heard of. My wife and I have been here since 1997.
Of course, this is what some critics of the Journal News' very controversial decision to publish that gun map were worried about. Print where gun owners live, and those who want guns will come.
I mean, they want guns, now they know where to get them at.
But in this case, police are still investigating whether there was any connection between the crime and the publication. Regardless, GOP Senator Greg Ball says he will renew a petition to remove all gun maps. And he says he wants the Journal News held accountable. In White Plains, Sarah Tolan, News 12.
I don't know how you'd hold them accountable, except, you know, if you own a business that's advertised in the newspaper, maybe you run your advertising somewhere else. Or if you've been subscribing to the newspaper, maybe you drop your subscription. But I think what a neighbor, John Mashia, said is very interesting, very relevant here. He said the gun permit map, the database, where you could point and click and find someone's name and address if they have a handgun permit, should never have been published. Quote, I could not care less what they have in their home, close quote. And isn't that the issue? If it's a legal product, then what business is it of the news media if you have it in your home? And if it is public information that you have such a permit, why would they feel the need to publicize it? I mean, they were trying to demonize and create a culture of intimidation for people who have handguns and a permit to own one. That was the intent, I believe, of the story. Why else do it? But now, exactly what some people said they were concerned would happen has apparently happened on a block where they said there hadn't been any burglaries in the last 15 years. So we will, as soon as we get a response from the newspaper, we'll pass it your way. By the way, there's now legislation in the New York Assembly that will no longer make these permits public information. Here, a lot closer to home, Mercer Island apartment owner, a landlord, is trying to ban marijuana in an apartment building. And it's raised questions about whether this new law that was passed by voters protects people and their right to smoke marijuana if they allow smoking cigarettes. At least that is what the ACLU says. Allison Holcomb, who's their drug policy director and also a big time supporter of the marijuana legalization, said that the state's indoor smoking ban is meant to protect non-smokers. To carve out a smoking exception for medical marijuana, advocates would need to show scientifically that secondhand smoke is worse for you than tobacco smoke. That's according to the ACLU. The reason why the issue of medical marijuana has come into it is a guy named Alex Aversano, who uses a liquid form of pot for pain relief. He says he suffers chronic pain, is saying that this landlord doesn't have the right to prevent him from taking marijuana. Now, understand, he's there under the legal marijuana. So there's a couple of different ways to unpeel this onion. The first is, if you have medical clearance for marijuana, does that matter? Because marijuana remains illegal under federal law, but marijuana is not medicine, but a lot of people say that if you have medical clearance, you know, to have marijuana just as a pain relief, as a way of relieving you from stress or pain from afflictions you suffer, you should have clearance to do that. I'm looking at the issue of, can you tell someone that they are allowed to smoke cigarettes, but they're not allowed to smoke marijuana? And the ACLU apparently would say no. Now, again, take the medical marijuana issue part out of it. My guess is that if this went to court, the landlord would be able to say, you can't tell me that I have to forcibly allow someone, I have to rent an apartment to someone who's using a product that's illegal under federal law. The Rental Housing Association of Washington has not taken a position on the marijuana laws. They say there's nothing in the initiative, though, that changes the way properties can be managed. But the issue is, when it comes to, again, carving out the whole medical marijuana thing, just the general legalization of marijuana, can you have a building where people are allowed to smoke in their apartments or out on the balcony if it's cigarettes but not marijuana? And the ACLU and supporters of marijuana are trying to find a way to say no. The difference, of course, and I think it's a pretty clear-cut difference, is that marijuana remains illegal under federal law, and tobacco doesn't. So it would seem to me, yeah, you can carve out an exception for one as opposed to the other.